bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks.
Understand that, like, you set your own limitations. What you want in this life, you can have.
Episode 58 of the Trent Speaks podcast. Holy cow, 58 episodes. You got to count that hiatus in there, which was unplanned, of course, when the podcast first started. But gosh, we've made it so far, haven't we? And I don't even know what the number is. I'll have to look at that for next week. What is the number of podcasts that had guests versus the number of podcasts that you just had to listen to me ramble and talk about whatever came to my mind or whatever popped up, really? Gosh, it's been a great week. You know, a couple weeks ago I told you sometimes you have to take risks in life and sometimes you need to do what's going to be best for you. And for me at the time, that was quitting a job and taking a chance on trying to find another job and trying to find something that would make me happy. And that's what I had talked about. What is your happy? What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that you feel like you want to do, where you want to wake up every day and say, yeah, I'm really happy I'm doing this or that, and not being miserable going to a job or going to do a certain thing throughout the day? What is it that you want to be happy about? What is it that you thrive in? Gosh, and for me, this past week has really been my happy. I started a new job at Topgolf. If you don't know what Topgolf is, essentially if you take a building and you cut it in half, you have half of a building, and you're actually hitting out into these different colored targets and everything. You get points for hitting the targets. So I just started working there in my week of training, and it is night and day from one of the previous jobs that I had in terms of the amount of training, amount of information that I'm getting. And I greatly appreciate it. I love going there. I think the reason I really like it so much is it reminds me a lot of my time working at Disney. The people, the fun, the experience. I'm stoked for it. I'm excited. It's all I can think about. All I ever want to do is go to work. So now I know that I'm where I need to be right now as I continue to focus on that, and as well as bringing podcasts to you and doing motivational speaking. Speaking about bringing podcasts to you, last week I told you that it would be the last week for a while that you have to listen to me ramble. Aw, I know, you're probably disappointed. Well, this week I promise to deliver on my promise and bring you this week's guest in a story of perseverance. This week I'm talking to Brooke. Brooke was actually recommended to be a guest on the podcast from someone who's already been a guest on the podcast, Faith. She was on the podcast, geez, either a couple of months or who knows how long ago at this point. But Brooke, welcome into the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So Brooke and I were going back and forth a lot and kind of like, what do you talk about on the podcast? And I said, you know, it's so broad that really it's just whatever it is you want to talk about. But Brooke, what is your story? How have you gotten from point A to point B of where you're at in your life currently and everything?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for asking. So first and foremost, the reason I think Faith recommended me to talk on the podcast is just she's seen me through social media, and you know how you always have those people on social media you kind of watch and you're just like, oh wow, like I think they're really awesome, even though your encounter with them was kind of short or what have you. So when she messaged me, I was like, I think this is great, like that's really awesome. It was just kind of an eye-opening thing. Like, I know what I do day in, day out, and I know what I've done, but it was so nice of someone to point it out to me. And she's like, yeah, I think you should share because I think it's really aspiring. So I want to give a thank you to her first and foremost. Going back to your question, how did I get from this point? So in So a brief synopsis of me is I've been in the Marine Corps for over 7 years. I joined in 2012, straight out of high school, young 18-year-old. Immediately upon entering into service and getting to the fleet, once you know you're done with all that training and fun stuff, I started college, and I just kind of kept rolling with it, and this past May, I graduated with my master's, and which isn't really surprising for, I guess it's not a huge accomplishment for some people, but for being active duty, it's kind of something that you don't see very often, especially because I'm also a single mom. So it's just kind of been, I've been playing this whole juggling act for the past couple years.
You've been busy. You
know, right. Definitely been busy. And I always tell people when they kind of commend me for doing it, I was like, you know, don't glorify my misery. But it's definitely a huge juggling act, just trying to balance being an active duty Marine, staying, you know, physically fit, especially after childbirth, just being a mom, dealing with the scrutiny of that, while also going to school full time. So it's definitely been extremely difficult. And, you know, I give it up to people like Faith in my life that continuously support me from afar and just kind of give me that pat on the back when I need it the most.
How have you managed all of that? Because like you said, you have been busy between doing a master's program and being a mom, and both of those already are a whole lot of work, even just separately, and then you add the Marine Corps into it. How have you been able to manage everything?
Oh, that's such a good question, and it's a question that I've gotten quite a few times, and I feel like I answer it differently each time. Honestly, the shortened version is, you know, I just kind of suck it up. I don't feel bad for myself. I don't pity myself. Anytime I was ever tired and just felt like giving up, I just reminded myself, like, hey, Brooke, like, you got yourself into this. You started this. You're going to finish it. And just kind of going at it with that mentality, I was able to persevere and kind of push through. If you've ever done a graduate program, you know it's not a cakewalk. It's extremely time consuming. So I think that was just the biggest aspect of it, trying to balance everything.
And congratulations, by the way. What is your master's in?
I got an MBA in HR. That's the abbreviation for it. Okay. So it's a master in business administration, and I concentrated in human resource management.
And what is it that drew you to that specifically?
Oh, that is a great question. So my undergrad, my bachelor's, was actually in social psychology and global communications.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to get into therapy or social work of some sort. That was kind of my end state. And this, of course, was when I was, you know, had a 1- and 2-year-old. I was, you know, busy finishing my bachelor's. I actually had an officer I had worked with at the time kind of give me the hard speech that I needed. He kind of threw reality in my face. You know, he kind of just told me, like, hey, you're a smart woman. You're a single mom, you know, physically, financially, all of that. How are you going to sustain your life outside of the Marine Corps? He kind of just kind of hit me with statistics on, you know, some of the lower paying jobs in the, you know, therapy field and the social work field. And as crappy as it is, I kind of gave up one dream, in order to pursue other ones, you know, because career-wise, that wasn't my only, you know, end-all, be-all as far as where I wanted to be in the future. You know, like most people, I want to travel. I want to have some sort of financial freedom. And that's what drew me to pursue an MBA, vice trying to go a social work route or some type of marriage family therapy route, because that was the original plan.
So where does the Marines come into it? Because it sounds like you didn't always know that the Marines was going to be kind of where your next step was going to be after high school, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Marine Corps was definitely not the plan in the slightest. I actually didn't know what the Marine Corps was. I knew what the Navy was, the Army, the Air Force. I didn't know what the Marine Corps was until, you know, I did some research and I just kind of, you know, put my name in on, like, an online portal saying, hey, do you want more information about the Marine Corps? And I was like, yeah, whatever. And, you know, as soon as I talked to them, it was kind of a done deal. What ultimately drew me to the Marine Corps is not just the challenging aspect of it, but was obviously, like, the college help that you receive just as an active duty service member in and of itself. So that was a huge drawing point for me, other than, you know, wanting to serve my country and all those types of things. It definitely wasn't my calling, and I've surprisingly done extremely well. In 2017, I was a finalist in the Navy League's Military Woman of the Year. I didn't win, but I was a finalist, so I thought that was kind of cool. I think this Navy woman won, and she was extraordinary, but she won over me, and she definitely deserved it. But I thought that was pretty cool. So, yes, it definitely was not the plan, but it was a surprising twist in the future I thought I would have, and I've loved every minute of it.
Well, I first want to say thank you for the 7 years that you have given to us and the country and everything. What kind of impact do you think that the Marine Corps has had on your life? Because it's probably an impact that you wouldn't have seen otherwise, I would assume.
No, definitely not. The impact, you know, it goes with way further than I could ever put into words. It's been the biggest blessing in disguise that I've ever came into contact with. Originally, I was just going to get in, do my 4 years, serve my country, obviously receive the educational benefits to become a more productive member of society, become educated. I don't come from a family where college, like, it was just not an option. So I wanted to put myself on the path to be able to pursue that, and the military allowed me to do that. And, you know, thankfully I've had all the best experiences in the military, which I know a lot of women cannot come out and say. Luckily I've just been in such great places. I've worked with so many amazing people. It's just impacted my life in so many ways, and it's been such a great stepping stone. And once I do get out after this enlistment, there will definitely be a lot of tears, that's for sure.
So, and I don't know what you can or can't talk about and stuff, of course. So whether you're willing to share or not, what is it that kind of looks, what does a day-to-day life look like for you in the Marine Corps? Does it vary?
Oh, yeah, it definitely varies. And everyone in the military knows that. It is variable on job type in the military, things of that sort. So on, like, a normal day, I would say, like a normal day, not in the field, not doing any kind of special training or things of that sort. Honestly, it's just, you know, wake up, go to PT, which is just physical training with your unit. You know, depending on what you're doing, it could be at 05, 5:30, 06. Then you go to work all day. And, you know, when I was in school, you know, I'm not getting home until like 5:30 after picking my son up. And then I would just be doing homework all night and homework on the weekend. So it was just kind of like very routine, very monotonous. It got very strenuous just because you're faced with the physical aspect, trying to perform good physically, trying to keep up yourself physically. Then your mental aspect, you're trying to mentally, you know, I guess be in the fight is like a slogan we would use. But you're trying to perform the best you can at your job. You're trying to not let the Marine to the left and right of you down. And then, you know, on the flip side, I was trying to be a good mom. I was trying to be a present mom without working all these hours every single day and trying to be present at home while trying to balance homework. So a lot of sleepless nights, that's for sure. That would be like a normal day.
And I know that there are a lot of moms, whether they're current moms or soon to be moms that listen to the podcast, what advice would you have for just moms in general?
Oh, shoot. moms in general, not just military moms. So moms in general, just understand that every other mom has a different life than your own. So do not pass judgment on another mom, and do not let others pass their judgment onto you. That would be my only advice.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like it. And, you know, I haven't really heard you use this word necessarily yet, but it's kind of been almost alluded to a couple times that it sounds like you're very driven, whether that was through you doing your work in the master's program and really making sure that you're coming home, getting the work that you need to get done, and kind of, like you said, encouraging yourself to kind of pursue that, and in the military, being driven to make sure that you're being the best that you can be for those that are around you. Do you feel like that's something that's very been adaptive in your lifestyle and that you've always had as kind of that drive? Like, what is it that continues to drive you and motivate you?
1,000%. My drive has just been evident since I was very young. I started working very young, so I think I brought that drive and that work ethic into the military and into things I've done, whether that be being a mom or pursuing, you know, multiple degrees. the thing that just drives me the most is knowing that I'm the only person that limits myself. And, you know, most parents, you know, they tell their kids, you could do anything you want when you grow up. And I always tell people, you know, the only difference is when my parents told me that, I believed them. So I know, like, that's just my biggest motivation is like, hey, anything you don't want to do, you're setting that limit for yourself. You're the one that says you can't do it or you're not smart enough or what have you. So my biggest driving factor is just knowing that no matter what I want in this life, I'm capable of doing it, even if that means sacrificing some comfortability.
In your journey, what do you feel like you've learned either about yourself or about other people?
My journey in, like, the military?
Either, whatever you want. It's up to you.
What I've learned about myself, I'll start with that, is just you can't expect others to be like you or understand. You know, a lot of people would ask for my advice or my help with things, but, and this goes for everyone, you have to understand that you can't make other people like you. You can't make other people, you know, put effort into things that aren't important to them. So, you know, that saying, like, you could walk the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink it. I've tried to help a lot of people in my life, and it's just what I've learned about myself is just that you can't help everyone, and they set their own limitations no matter how much help you give them. The biggest thing I think I learned about other people is, I guess that we all have different passions, and just kind of being respectful of other people's journeys, even though it's far different than your own. Does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, no, of course.
Okay.
Is there any other piece of your story or kind of like where you are today that you wanted to share while you were on the podcast?
I guess I kind of just wanted to, you know, bring some awareness. A lot of stuff I see in the media, especially in the past couple of years, is this whole negative light, this kind of like dark cloud over women in the military. And what I mean by that is just, you know, the negative experiences they have. And this isn't to say that nobody experiences those things, that those serious issues don't occur, things of that sort. I just kind of want to be that voice of, hey, like, you can be a woman in the military and really enjoy it and succeed and be kick-ass at doing everything that you want to do, and kind of just, like, understanding that the difficulties that do go on in the military isn't for everyone, and it's not to say that those should ever be ignored, but more so don't be fearful of jumping out and doing something it is that you want to do, especially if it's joining the military as a woman.
Yeah, no, and I think that's great, because I think you're right. A lot of times in the media, you hear, whether it's that side of things or even just in general, when you're looking at, if you're watching the news and you're like, oh my gosh, there's all these shootings, there's all these bad things happening in the world. Well, yeah, that's because that's what the focus is on, I think, a lot of times. And you don't necessarily always see that good side or hear the feel-good stories when there's so much of the reverse. There are those good things that are happening, too. You just don't hear as much about them.
Yes, you hit the nail on the head with that one. And I think that's just kind of what I wanted to bring to light. Especially just, gosh, we see so much. And it's great because it's bringing awareness about some serious issues that do happen. I think it's just so important to stress that, like, hey, like, I've been in 7 years and I love it. Like, it was the life for me without me even knowing it at the time. And here I am, like, you know, not just enjoying the lifestyle and what the military has done for me, but truly thriving in this type of environment. It's just like, that could be some other woman out there listening, you know?
So as we start to wrap up our time here and everything, one of the last questions I always ask people, which I think has been very helpful because we've heard a lot of different things throughout the year that I've done this podcast. What is one thing that, whether it's something you've talked about today or maybe it's not something you've talked about yet, what is the one thing that you want people to take away from your story or something that you just want them to take away in general?
My biggest takeaway is something I kind of touched on earlier, is understand that, like, you set your own limitations, and what you want in this life, you can have. It just might mean sacrificing comfortability. It just might mean that you're not gonna, like, good things take time. You're not gonna have it right away. And yeah, I think that would be my biggest takeaway.
Well, Brooke, thank you for joining me on the podcast this week. I greatly appreciate you coming on and sharing your wealth of knowledge and everything that you've been through and experienced.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And, you know, to make every podcast its own, I love when my guest signs off. Would you like to do the sign off for this week?
Oh, gosh. What's the sign off?
Oh, it's whatever you want it to be. It could just be like, see you later. Have a great week. I don't like any of you. It could be anything. Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have an amazing week, month, year, and continue striving towards whatever it is that you want to do.